You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Duds, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, hello, Marcella. What's up?
Well, I've written a song, and I want you to hear it.
Oh, swell, Marcella. I'll hear it later, because right now I want to tell the ladies the wonderful news about Duds.
Well, I...
You see, Duds is the first really new kind of wash day soap in years.
Well, Duds is what I'm going to sing about.
Oh, why didn't you say so? Let's hear it.
Okay. There'll be a change in your washing when you start using Duds. Duds has the ladies talking all of us. New Duds will do everything when wash day comes round. It's quite the most surprising soap you've found.
That's fine, Marcella, as far as it goes.
What do you mean?
Well, you didn't mention how Duds does all three kinds of wash. Everything from dirty work shirts and streaky towels to the prettiest rayon undies.
Well,
You see, that's where New Duds is so different from any of the four other leading granulated wash day soaps. It's so much safer for your rayons and nicer colored washables.
I know,
Yet this same Duds gets grimy work shirts clean.
Sure, and it gets towels and linens white, too.
Yes, Duds gets them dazzling white. Why, you won't see more snowy white washes than Duds gives you, because no soap made can get clothes one bit whiter or do it one bit easier.
That's right. There's no hard scrubbing with Duds.
Not a bit. Honestly, once a lady tries Duds, she'll find it's a really new kind of granulated soap.
You bet. Duds is new. Just wait till you hear the rest of my song. I'm sure it'll convince the ladies they should try Duds right away. How about it, ladies? Will you ask for that big red and white box today? Remember, Duds does the grimiest work. Shirts get your towels white as well. Yet Duds is safe for rayon slips, do tell. This soap will do everything. Now isn't that news? Duds is the soap that you should use. Get the UZ, get Duds.
And now the Goldbergs. Jake Goldberg is having son-in-law trouble without even having a son-in-law. For Rosie's love for Walter Jerome and Walter's break with his own family have beached the young man on the Goldberg doorstep. Mrs. Jerome has cut him off from the family income. And Mr. Jerome has asked Jake to give Walter a job. And so, Jake is offering Walter a job. This offer seems more important to Rosie than to Walter. Rosie wants this rich young man, used to the easiest kind of life, to prove himself independent and, well, listen.
Mama, darling, did you speak to Pop?
I will, Rosalie. Turn if you want me to fix your ribbon.
There must be something at the mill that Walter could do.
Rosalie, darling, please. If Papa gave Seymour Schlissel a job in the mill, he'll find something for Walt also.
Yes, Ma, but not the kind of a job that Seymour has. I mean, well, Walter is... Well, he's a college man, Ma. He's...
Please, Rosalie. Leave it to Papa and Papa will see.
But, Mama, darling, you talk to him, huh?
I said I will, darling.
And whatever he does for Walter, Ma, he's doing for me.
We know
I
that, darling.
We are going to play cards.
We will, Jake, darling. We will. I have the cards. I got them all tasseled. Give Papa a chair, dear. Over here. Put on a bigger light so we'll see to play the cards.
All right.
And, Rosalie, bring me a pencil, yes,
well,
dear?
Walter and Sammy are waiting outside for me, Ma.
Mama asked for a pencil.
It's all right. It's all right, darling. Go. I'll get the pencil.
Papa, darling, what kind of a job will you give Walter?
I have to think about it.
It's not a question of thinking. What opening have you got? I mean, is
I look around and see.
Well, something that water could...
Rosalie, please, that took link for you.
I'm going, Ma. Papa, darling.
I told Walter to come down to the mill tomorrow, and I'll see.
Papa told Walter to come down to the mill, and he'll see, Rosalie. That tootling.
I'm going. It's so important, Papa, darling. He has to prove something to himself.
We understand that, Rosalie, darling. Papa understands, and I understand. We understand the situation fully, Rosalie. Please. Papa'll do what he can for Walter.
It's for me, too, Papa, darling.
I'll do the best I can.
Thanks. I love you, too, Papa, darling.
You love me, too. There was a time when you loved me only.
I don't love you less.
Your heart is big, huh, Rosalie?
When you're in love, your heart is big enough for the whole world, huh, Mama Lou?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're tootling, Rosalie.
Tell him to stop the tootling, Rosalie.
Goodbye,
darling.
It's a promise, Papa, darling.
Papa said he'd see the best he could do, darling.
Goodbye.
Don't go like that, please. Please, take your hat, take something, take the snoot. Yeah, take the snoot. You just fixed
all
your
right,
hair.
Mom.
Put it around the snoot.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling. Goodbye.
I'm coming. Will you stop blowing the horn? Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling.
Oh. Tessel the cards. It's your Tessel, Molly.
I will, dear. I will. Jake.
Don't ask me, Molly. I don't know.
What was I going to ask you?
What job I have for Walter.
You don't know, huh?
Would you know?
What do you mean?
What can the boy do? Do I know?
Well, he can...
What? As far as I know, he never had to lift a finger.
Take a card.
Can I make him a factory worker? A boy that lived in the lap of luxury all his life?
But...
An errand boy or...
Take a card.
I stop with it. Take a card a minute. I'm talking.
All right. Jake, you'll see.
What will I see more than I see? Would it I didn't see what I see?
What do you see, I mean?
I see a boy that was raised with no preparation for life. That's what I see. I see an educated vacuum. That's what I see. I see a boy in his 20s that...
You know, Jake, darling, we know that...
So what should I do? Make him a vice president?
Vice President.
What else is he fitted for? He's not even my no-skilled laborer. He's not
all
even
right,
my...
darling, all right, darling. So you'll see. Take a card.
Tessel, can I say to him, Walter, here is a broom, sweep the floor?
Maybe he will. Maybe he will. Maybe what he needs and what his father wants and the only reason that Mr. Jerome asked you to give Walter a job was exactly because...
Why didn't he realize his responsibilities as a father long ago? Why did it have to fall on my shoulders to be responsible for somebody else's son? Why?
Seymour?
Yes, how do you do? Good evening.
Come in, Seymour. Come in. Sit down, Seymour.
I have a few things to say, Mr. Goldberg, and I don't want you to get excited. I want you to let me talk and say what's been torturing me for days.
Sit down, Seymour.
It's all right. Thank you. It took a great deal of self-discipline to bring myself to have the courage to come here and speak to you.
Well, speak.
I will.
Sit down, Seymour.
It's all right. My feeling for your daughter is no secret to you, I'm sure. She doesn't love me. She doesn't love me. That's something that nobody could do anything about. She prefers Walter Jerome. That's my misfortune. Hope it won't be hers.
What do you mean?
Nothing at all. Rosie likes him. I hope she'll be very happy.
Is that what you came to say?
No, not at all. What I came to say is more important, much more. It's bigger. It has social significance that you shouldn't ignore.
Well...
It has come to my ears, Mr. Goldberg, that Walter Jerome is going to get a big job in the mill.
Well?
There's only one job that's open that I know of. And that job is rightfully mine. I worked for it. I studied for it. I left my mother's home and came here because I staked everything on a future. Is that good-looking, tall, dark, and handsome, incompetent, 160 pounds of waste material going to get what is rightfully mine? That's all I came to ask. That's all I want to know. Why don't you give him my job? Give Walter Giroux my job. Let him sweat and work like I did for 2 years. For 2 long years, Mr. Goldberg, I labored in your service. I was faithful to you and the business. I did my lowly job as if it was the most important thing in the world. Did I work for mere money? I did not. I worked for the chance and opportunity to save you and myself, to become something. I was poor. I came without a background. I did all in my power to be worthy of your trust. And now, just when I'm ready to take the first step up, something happens. Your daughter's affections are engaged elsewhere. The rich, cultivated stranger who doesn't even know how to sweep a floor steps over my head. My toil was for naught. My faith was for naught. I am naught. Why? Because I'm poor. Because I'm unimportant. Because I'm without power. Because he's rich and his parents are important and your daughter is in love. I asked you, Mr. Goldberg. I demand your answer. Is that right? Is that justice? I asked you to answer or forever hold your peace.
I came back, my... Oh, hello, Seymour.
Whoa.
Where's my life coat, Ma?
It's hanging.
Oh.
You're officially engaged, aren't you, Rosie?
What'd you say, Seymour?
Nothing.
I don't mind if I run a lure.
Walter's going to work in a mill, isn't he?
Yes, but we don't know what capacity yet.
Yes, we do.
You do? What, Papa darling, what?
Walter takes Seymour's job, and Seymour takes a promotion.
If Rosie's face could fall any lower, it would hit the floor. And if Seymour's face could shine any brighter, the sun would shrink from the sky. But their reactions are only the first steps in a long process which is going to end with Walter. What will Walter do about his offered job at the mill, which is all tied up with his new life as part of the Goldberg family? Say, who does dishes at your house? You do? Well, then, chances are you've been struggling with those halfway soaps. I mean tough granulated soaps because they fall short on safety for your hands. And I mean bar soaps because they don't have real speed. Well, they don't have real speed. Well, they don't have real speed. Well, you can toss such halfway soaps right out because New Does is here. Yes, I mean that wonderful new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And Does has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to extra safety for your hands. In fact, your hands get far gentler care from Does than any of the 4 other leading granulated wash day soaps. Just notice how beautifully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet no soap made can beat Does for quick action on those greasy pots and pans. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Yes, Does has everything. Yes, Does has everything for dishes. Just try it today and let those busy suds tell you how really different Does is. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Tomorrow, the Goldbergs expectantly wait for results, and they get some, which Rosie has a hand in. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all 3 kinds of wash.